Yeah, I can understand that. I kind of try to limit it myself. I'm diabetic, and I've noticed, like, with my eyesight, especially in the last few years, I kind of have to be cautious. I mean, I can drive at night, but I have to be cautious with that. And by the way, talking about ham regulations and everything, I don't know if you were aware of this. In Michigan, with the hands-free driving law, they actually, and I think it was ARRL that kind of lobbied to push this through, mobile ham units are exempt from the hands-free law, so you can actually talk on a mobile while you're driving. And what they recommended was to keep a copy of the of your license, and I've got a copy of the law with the exemption highlighted on it. So I think that's kind of cool. So I like to pass the word about that too. Back to you.
Making Genesee County Radio great again.
I had to give that to Peter a breath there. Yeah, I had heard or read about it. Several states, I think, have had the same problem.
Good afternoon.
Even my hometown,
1200 hours.
You can't use cell phone.
36 degrees.
I don't know what they're doing about handhelds or microphones, but anyway. That's good to know. That's good to know. I do have a little Yaesu VHF, UHF rig in my Jeep. So anyway, all right. I'm going to send you. I got everything set up here. I'm going to send you the QSL card, and it's got my address and everything on it. I'll let you decide if you want to. My email is also on my, if you look me up on QRZ, it's there, NAUO Friday.